Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Has it, though? I feel like I wasn't here last week.
Right. So it's been a minute. Well, we're back.
A couple of days.
But we are back in the double feature picture show podcast version of the Stan and Shen Show as we record two podcasts in one day.
Oh, yes. It's like ribbon cuttings. We're becoming more efficient.
Yes. Yes. We're doing a lot and a little.
Yes.
But we're bringing everything to light and life and in living color with Steve Kowalski from Gallery 5. Say hello, Steve.
Hello. Hello, Steve.
So, well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. And this is, we will give the co-host all the credit in the world, because why should today be different, for Shannon arranging this meet?
And well, I'm going to give all the credit to Carney McGuire.
To remind
Gallery 5 in the City Mission, because she's, you know, we had a sit-down meeting with her, and she was, you know, talking about this upcoming show that's, you know, they're getting ready for at Gallery 5 that will take place during Belmont weekend, which is great if you don't want to be up in Saratoga, which sure. We love the people who don't want to be up in Saratoga. Come to Schenectady. We're great down here. We have things going on that Saturday, too.
Separated by a year, Shannon.
but yeah, so she was just talking about this, and I said, hey, you know, it would be great to have, you know, you or someone from Gallery 5 come on the podcast, talk a little bit more about, you know, how Gallery 5 came to be, what it's all about, where they're located, because they are really a pop-up gallery at the moment. And you know, what this next show is all about, because I say Belmont weekend, but it doesn't necessarily mean horse art. So, she connected us with Steve, and Steve was very happy to come on, and, you know, had plenty of time open for us. And so we arranged today, and we're excited to have him on here. And so, yeah, and you know that art has really become a giant part of Schenectady. Not that it wasn't before, but I feel like, especially in this last year with Art Night, the various galleries opening up, a couple other things I can't really talk about yet because they haven't been announced. But, you know, the art scene in downtown Schenectady is really blowing up. And, you know, Gallery 5 plays a role in that. And so, Steve, I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about sort of how and when the gallery got started to sort of kick us off here.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me. This is awesome. So Gallery 5 started about 3 years ago with two of the founding members sort of taking aspects of the Allentown Art Festival in Buffalo. And so they brought those ideas back to Schenectady. And I was actually painting, doing some interior painting, and one of the members asked if I would join this startup. So we got together, I think there were 8 or 9 of us. And the mission is really to bring awareness of the arts more to the Schenectady area. So we had our first meeting and decided to have, as the inaugural sort of fundraiser, to have a pop-up. And another one of the members got us a wonderful space in downtown Schenectady, right on the street level. So we had a spot to do it. We did the call for art. We had a great response. And really, the rest is history. So,
and do you want to tell everyone where you're currently located? Because I feel like a lot of people really don't know and might sort of pass by it and not even realize that you are in there.
Certainly. It's 236 State Street in the Electric City Apartments. We're downstairs between Liberty Arc and there's a new Hala restaurant.
Yep. And so, yeah. And so that was a great partnership between you and the Electric City Apartments.
It really was.
And it really does help fill some of that space we have on State Street, which is something that the city DSIC, Discovers Connected, like every group that you could potentially name that's part of downtown, the county have all been working toward. And I feel like this is a great way to sort of, one, show off that space a little bit, but two, you know, give it some use and some life.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you know, just that whole stretch of Schenectady back in the day was sort of really beat.
Yeah.
But now it's brought back to life. And
So how many shows have you guys had so far?
We're going to have our sixth show
in
June, six pop-up. And then we're open for art night occasionally, depending on what's going on. Not what's going on. The weather has a lot to do with it, the winter months. And then Art Night is closed down for the month of August because of summer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try and fill those the rest of the months.
And before we get into the new show coming up, you guys just had one by, I know the acronym, I'm blanking on the name, WAC.
Yeah. Women's Artists Community.
Yes. And I didn't get a chance to stop in, but I heard so many great things from people just on, like, just walking around, talking to businesses or people that stopped in, or, you know, this past art night, I heard a little bit about that. So tell us a little bit about that, and then if you want to, like, jump right into the new one that's coming up, and
okay.
Are you still having a call for artists at all for that, and sort of what you're hoping will come of it.
And so the WAC show is, I know some of the ladies that are in it. It's an exclusive women's group. We saw their work up at the Zion Church, and it's colorful and a lot of talent, just, you know, like the ladies themselves. So we asked if we could, you know, show their work in our gallery. And they said yes. They were very happy. They submitted, I think there were 95 pieces.
Wow.
And, you know, just all colorful and really well constructed. It was a wonderful show. So we had that up for 2 months. And then we are going into our June number six pop-up. And the call for art's all complete. We have 40 artists. 150 pieces.
I'm sorry, you have 40 artists?
40 artists, yes.
Wow.
Which this was our biggest response to a call. You know, we've usually had between 25 and 30, but there were 43, actually there's 43 artists.
Do you think that means like the gallery's really starting to get out there in the art community?
I hope so, yeah. And we have, some of the respondents have been in the show before, but I think we have maybe about 10% more of just new people applying.
That's great.
And so we have the call for art's already back. We went through and selected the pieces. They will be delivered next weekend. David and Rudy, who are two of the board members, they hang the whole show, and then we come in and tag it and do a little booklet and all that kind of stuff like that. And then Friday night the 5th will be opening night, and Saturday we're open from noon to 4, and Sunday we'll have artist talks from noon to 4, really a popular aspect of the show.
That's fantastic. So how many pieces between 40 artists would you say you have?
There's 150.
Wow. Are they all for sale, or some of them for sale?
No, they will all be for sale. As with all the pop-ups, the artwork is for sale, and we do quite well.
Theme this year? I know it's not horses. I know it happens Belmont Week, but it's not like horse specific.
Correct. Yeah. It's place your bets on art.
Ooh.
And people have the option to put in equine theme pieces, but not too many people do. Yeah, so
have you seen some of them yet? And
we've seen them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have like ones you're eyeballing yourself that you're like, ooh, I kind of want to take that home?
Yes, I do.
He's not going to say it. He won't spill. But
it's just that I make art myself.
Yeah.
So I already have a house full of it. But there are people that I do love to collect a piece or two from.
Okay.
From them. And. But there's quite a few.
So I wanted to, because welcome to the Stan and Chen show. This is Stan. I am here. but I am just running the board. I am in a room with two artistic talents, and that
tickled. Wait, hold on. Are you talking about yourself or are you talking about me?
I said artistic, and I'm going to clarify here in a second. There are several
forms. I dabble. I'm just saying.
There's several forms of art here. But I know for the co-host, it's more art therapy than it is art. But she is talented, and she's done some things from people that she cares about, which is why I don't have anything. So I
just haven't come up with it yet.
Yes.
You know how it is.
Yeah, it's going to
especially for specific people, it's like, sure. It's yeah. Got
well, it'll be black and white, I'm sure, for
probably.
Stan.
Probably.
I have to trace a stick figure, okay? Simple as that. Straight out of the gate. No fooling. When did you find, you know, your nuance, your abilities, did you draw as a kid? Did you fall into it?
I did. I really enjoyed art class in school. I'm not a real academic, but the visual always propelled me to move ahead. And I went to landscaping school, SUNY Cobleskill.
Ooh, that's so intriguing because no one understands that landscaping is such an art. It doesn't just appear that way. There is so the minute details in landscaping is very intriguing.
And it was the landscape environmental drawing that I sort of just clicked with me. And the professor we had, there were no boundaries, no budgets, no nothing. You just got to go in and just design.
Ooh, no budgets? That's big in the art world.
I was thinking more no lines for you.
I was thinking no budgets in the art world. That's like, hand me the keys to the fancy car.
Oh, Lord.
So it was just, you know, it was that freedom, I think, that just sort of led it, led to art school as a profession. And it's just, yeah, it's always been in my blood, and you really don't click it off, you know, like a light switch. It's always there, and it may not always manifest itself quickly. Things just sort of steep and come out of that.
So I have a question, but I first want to go off, because that is so true. So like, a lot for me now, if I draw or I do watercolor or any of those things, it's either for someone special or I just need to get out of my head for a little bit. It's not so much as like I'm creating pieces that I sort of want to sell or anything of that sort. But also, I am not like mine is like I'm not the greatest drawer, painter, any of that. Like I dabble a little bit is what I say. But I also like think of art in the terms of like when I used to work for the Gazette and writing. That's an art. And poetry, I've actually gotten back into that now. And so those are different art forms. So I think that's really true is like, you know, it never leaves, but it can come in like different yeah. forms, which leads me to my next question of what medium you do most, I guess.
Right now I am sculpting.
Really?
And I have been using a lot of styrofoam and cement paper mache.
Interesting.
So my goal, and always has been, is to do outdoor sculpture. And I've had bronzes and all that kind of stuff. But that's cost prohibitive when you start, you know, getting exponential in sizes.
Yeah.
So I have the styrofoam and the cement paper mache. I made three prototypes last May, and I left them out all year. And all the elements, and knock wood, they're still, okay. You know, they're still intact.
Ooh, okay.
So that's what I'm working on right now. But I like to paint and draw. I did a lot of figurative drawing with some of the local figure groups at Union College or Riverfront Artists in Troy. But yeah, I like to dabble in all.
I think every artist is like, I dabble. We're never ever good at. I don't think you ever hear an artist who would be like, "Oh, I'm like the top tier, whatever." It's I dabble in everything. We're all learning.
Do we have a date yet for the Shannon Slam poetry book?
Oh no,
no, not yet.
I don't know if I could ever do my poetry out loud to people. I'll like show
you,
it or
you
like,
write it, and I will read it.
Yeah, art night.
I can channel Shanae.
I know. I just get very, like, as much of an outward person as I am, you nest, and I'm also very introvert when it comes to things like that. Sure. Like, I don't
know.
Well,
you're bearing your soul, yeah.
Yeah, and I was, you know, like art because it's so...
personal?
Well, both is personal, but, like, art, you can look at a piece and really be like, oh, I think it's this or I think it's that sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, depending on, like, what you're looking at. Poetry, it sort of could be the same, but sort of not.
I was going to ask that because I was going to ask the room.
Right, really they're there on feeling. Paper, yeah. Right?
So, like...
because I was going to ask the room. Like, to me, I totally agree with art. That you can interpret it different ways mm-hmm. and not be chastised. But I'm scarred from poetry in high school. Like, no, you're wrong. I'm like, aren't we supposed to interpret this? And couldn't it be this? No, it's this. I'm like, well, just tell me it's that and then let's move on.
No, poetry does have some interpretation, but I think
not the way
that it's a little less than sort of art, like sculpture, paint. Yes, because of certain words you use and certain, like if you're doing like a certain theme or tone, yeah. So I feel like that is a little less forgiving, but I feel like for the most part, all art is really, you know, you can interpret it. I mean, it's the same when it comes to writing and like news writing. You write what the facts are, but people interpret it how they want. So it's sort of the same thing. You can literally write a poem and it means one thing to you, but maybe it means something to somebody else. You can paint a picture and it be one thing to you and something totally different to someone else. I just think depending on what you're doing, there's a little less give and take in certain areas. So, but yeah, I mean, that's just my own perspective as an artist.
And there are the fundamentals, you know, when you're taking art classes, you're sort of learning in the classical style.
Yeah.
And probably when you get thrown into the words and you want to be abstract with them or whatever, it's, you know, sometimes not acceptable.
Yeah.
Sure. Talking about interpretation and looking and viewing, and in a sense for Gallery 5 and the upcoming show in June, there's some judging going on with your committee.
Yep.
And you're seeing a lot of art. So what was kind of like the scope? Was a little bit of theme.
Yeah.
But is it...
very little theme. I think it's...
and is it...
really.
And did you want like... were you looking for something from everyone and just... you're going to see this style, you're going to see the, you know, multiple styles, and you can describe those styles because all I know is style.
Yeah, we did accept almost every single artist between 1 and 5 pieces. And, you know, we did, you know, there is lithography, you know, the technique goes into it too. There's lithography and there's painting and there's drawing. There is sculpture, encaustic, which is a wax you mix with color, and printing, different styles of printing. But it was mostly, you know, when to judge a show like this, if you ever do it on a professional base, they sort of like... in rapid motion, you just go through and you see what doesn't really strike you. And then you go through a little slower and start looking a little closer. And so you just whittle it down like that. Because, you know, we'd love to have 500 pieces of art, but it's just not practical.
I like to do this because our co-host being half my age, have you seen changes through the years from when you were a student to where you are now as a handsome, young-looking adult?
Yeah.
Have you seen, has, like, genres changed or materials changed or materials? Have you seen different materials, like, when you were in?
Am I the young adult? Handsome adult? Thank you. Yes.
No.
I think
like you talk about the cement paper machine. I'm like,
yeah.
I remember Flour and Water. I think is what it was.
Right. Yeah. Things like yes, and you know, spray, urban art spray painting and...
I was going to say, I feel like that's really taken off.
That really has taken off.
Yeah, and I'm blanking on the really famous artist who has pieces just pop up everywhere.
Banksy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, his pieces are very, very popular and very... And I think, and maybe you might disagree, art has gotten, in some ways, a lot more political.
Very political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of art that's trending that way right now. And I think it's because art is meant to make you feel something. It's meant to bring an emotion. It's meant to tell a story. And I think politics does that for a lot of people and show that through art. And if that's, you know, the way that you speak about how you're feeling about an issue, that's how it's going to come out. But yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of political art around here too much. But I have seen changes. But pretty much, you know.
I do feel like, though, on his question, the use of things. I feel
materials.
Like, yeah, I feel, I don't know if I would say it's, I don't know if change, adapt maybe?
Adapt,
versus
acceptable,
like I just feel like,
exposure.
Yeah, yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, an artist's mind is a unique place to live because you can look, they look at anything and they're like, that's, I can use that somehow.
Well, yeah, are we seeing...
He could look at, like, the walls in here,
well,
the styrofoam.
Are we,
like, that's
are we
art.
Seeing...
There's art there.
Are we seeing an evolution in, I'm going to say reusable art, but the use of material? Because, again...
Are you thinking, like, when we had the trash parade? And everybody, yeah, yes. I love the trash parade, which is the one of the most unique things you will ever find in the Capital Region.
But people do, yes, recycle art materials and...
But also we're seeing, and again, I say the Rays because I know a friend of the podcast, Indiana Nash, was over at Schenectady County Community College and their artwork. And there were, again, there were tangible physical materials on the canvas. And again, for me being sheltered, you know, as a small child in sports, and that's all I knew, I was like, oh, wow. It was like, so like there were sequins and like it came up. It was, you know, my first blush was, oh, it's 3D. Because it was not flat. It was not paint, you know, drawn, lithograph, things like that, photograph. It was like live and some aspects like that. So is that, did I just miss it or is it evolved?
It has evolved. I think that comes with the shops where you can buy all of that. Mm-hmm. The stuff's, you know, it would be really cool if people made their own crystals and put them on and all that, but that's not too practical. But yeah, I think that has evolved with the materials available to us. And that all started back in the 40s, I think, with Louise Nevelson with the combines. And she used to go and find all this stuff and then put it on a 2D surface and you know, spray painted all, so it was cool.
So have you traditionally been, I know you've talked about sculpture and some things like that now, you know, how many years were you as, you know, canvas and flat in that aspect before you ventured out into, like you said, you did figurine and figures and things like that?
But for the last 25 years, my degree is in sculpture, but I regress back to drawing and painting for probably 15 years and then just started getting back the last 10 years or so into sculpture.
It's a weird thing with artists. Something will just spark something and then you just sort of just, you're like, oh, I'm just going to go do this for a while.
That's it.
And then maybe you leave that and you go like, oh, I'll go do this for a while. And like writing. Like I did a lot of writing, but I mean, it was also my job. And then when I left, I like literally was like cleaning my desk one day and found like these poems I wrote in college. And then all of a sudden my brain started going again. And it was like the wheels started turning. And I was like, oh, this would be a great poem. Like a word would just pop in my head. And then I'm like, and then another word will pop in my head. And I'm like, okay, I think we started something. Something's going. And I'll just like literally take out my notes app and just start jotting down ideas and tweaking with things. And I don't know if you feel the same way, but... Nothing ever feels finished. Nothing ever feels finished. Like, it's finished to you, and it might look good, but it's not finished.
Let me know when that happens.
It's never finished.
Let me know what's finished to Stan, because I'd love to. My mantra now is I can't die. My to-do list is too long.
Yeah.
I like to finish pieces. I really like to have that satisfaction.
So you're a completionist.
I got, there you go. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And that's actually stolen from our good friend Chad Arnold, because he is a late blooming or returning comic book collector. Okay. So we have a lot of conversations like, oh, I gotta find 56. So he will traipse around the Northeast and he'll come back and go, I got 56. So his collection.
Comic would love to see that make a giant comeback. It's so unique.
Well, we had Anthony Rikiki on, who's 30 plus sets of trading card original art now. And he just got a contract for Jurassic Park, and he's finishing another Disney series, and it is physical. It's not reproduced art. It is his physical sketch, watercolor, ink as a chase card within these very valuable box sets. And they are so popular and has such value that he, as the contracted artist, cannot afford a card that comes out.
Oh, wow.
Because as soon as it comes out, it's automatically on eBay. He's like, hang on a second. I got paid this much to do 50 of these, and one is what?
Yeah.
So he's been able to get a couple back through some fortunate agreements with collectors and some trade by offering them his own artwork for different things that they were looking for. And so he was able to get some of his original artwork back. But I'm like, just to get it back.
Exactly.
He was thrilled, but it's a new thing that's been added versus for years in the baseball card or the sports industry was, you know, you take a jersey and you cut a half a, you know, 2 millimeter square and put that in, and you got a couple thousand of those to throw around, and everybody's clamoring for that. So it's been fun to be around these very.
One of the artists in this show, Keith Landry, does collage of baseball cards, of baseball Ooh. Players. So he takes different, aspects of different cards and puts them together to make
whole
cards.
Thing. Yeah. Posters. And then, so on that, like, who are you excited for us to see?
I would say, I have the list of the.
It's multi-pages in case.
There is. There's a lot on, which is okay.
And I can't
really. Because you have to go, there's 40 to see.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you a flavor.
Yeah, I would say there is Greg Wing, who does a lot of mythical and astrological paintings, and his son, Marcel.
But just so you know, Steve was envisioning the art as he was coming up with that list. He had his eyes closed, and he's like picturing the art before he's like, oh, yeah, this piece and that piece.
So I just need names. Hey!
There's literally so many he can't even.
I mean, 40 is a lot. There is,
and there's Irina Kaplan. I had that thing right here folded. Okay. So,
here we go.
Yeah, I would say Marty Harden does collage again, but he puts them in boxes and just incorporates a whole bunch of different images into these very. Very nice art boxes. Peggy Becker does black and white. Well, she does photography, but this series is black and white lettuce leaves of lettuce, and they're absolutely phenomenal. Each one.
I hope some of these are black and white lettuce leaves from the City Missions.
Could be. Never know.
We'll find out where she sourced them.
And Valerie Adenoffi does a collage again, and she's very. Out of past experience, visions, I would say. Keith Landry and George Martin will have some sculptures. And George Van Hook is a great painter from the North Country, and he has a lot of landscape and still life.
Landscape painting.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful thing. Think back. I used to, as a kid, watch Bob Ross, like, episodes back to back to back to back, and the happy little trees. And I, like, that is one thing I would love to get back into. But, you know, obviously art is not cheap because materials for art are not cheap.
I can trade out. I can get you pencils versus coffee for every show. We can change the rider.
But they are expensive, and they are just getting more and more expensive.
Especially, like, Like, you can do art with, like, what they would, like, what people might consider non-quality, like your Crayola, right? But you get into, like, painting and things like that, and it, like, depending on what paint you want to use, like, prices will, it'll go up there.
A tube of cadmium reds, probably $35, if, you know, and I might be dumbing that down a little bit, but yeah, they are very expensive. Brushes.
Yeah. This is a good time to pop in there and remind everybody that we just had a ribbon cutting, two in a row, for our friends at the Mohawk Valley Art Shop.
Correct.
And Last Nerve Tattoo, two phenomenal, well, actually three, because Last Nerve has two tattoo artists in it. Three phenomenal artists over there. They're open over on Union Street now, 701.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, 701.
On the corner of Park Place.
Yeah, so we just had a ribbon cutting for them, which was great. We're so excited for them to be in that space. I love that they moved into a, I say historic, but I don't, not historic in the way that it's on the registry, but it is a beautiful
older
building where they actually, like, they came back in and they brought the wood back to life, and there's still stained glass in there, and it's a really stunning spot to have those two businesses. So we just did that this past Friday, which was really exciting. So
yeah, she has great supplies.
Yes.
And going back to our Gallery 5, we really want, through these series of pop-ups, is to have a brick-and-mortar, you know, gallery workspace for the city of Schenectady. You know, the Albany Center Gallery in Albany and the Troy Art Center in Troy, but Schenectady doesn't really have anything like that.
Yet.
Correct.
Yet.
So
I will say that our art scene and our music scene just over the last couple of years has just really gotten so big. So I think, you know, that we're going to hopefully start seeing more and more, you know, live music performances and art galleries and things of that sort, which is great, because I think they add a lot of culture to a community. So,
oh my gosh, yeah. Just, yes.
The, speaking of music, I am a quasi agent for a friend of the Stan and Chen Show podcast of a artistic group based out of Saratoga Springs. So if anybody's looking for good bands with a great sound, reach out to Stan and the Stan and Chen Show, because they've been trying to get into the Schenectady scene and have not had any luck. So I'm doing a call to action.
Oh, I might have something for you then.
Okay. The call to action is for Tops of Trees.
Okay. Oh, I might have something for you then.
Okay, good. Because okay, they are, I saw Damien Ubriaco, who was at Cafe Lean on the Streets. They kicked it off with the big stage. We ran into them.
One of them is a high school teacher.
So this is original Belmont on Broadway. The first, really, the iteration of the Stan and Chen Show grew out of our very hard work at the first Belmont on Broadway. And we had several high school girls run up to us and say, can you take our photo? And I was on photo duty. Shannon was on Saratoga County Beat. And absolutely no problem. And the whole conversation turned into, that's our teacher up on stage. And the band sounded absolutely smashing, and told me about their teacher. And he's also their Amnesty International advisor. And so I've run into them a couple different spots. Love the sound. New album dropped in November from Tops of Trees. Get that. Available on vinyl. And saw Damien on Sunday after he got done with a set. And I said, oh, yeah. So we got this going on, that going on. He goes, we're trying to get into Schenectady. So and actually, he emailed me the other night. And I'm like, okay, so we'll take a shot at getting it out there. We do know
music
people.
Music for the gallery.
Well, oh, absolutely.
That could be an interesting show.
Yeah.
Craig Petrakis.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to suggest Craig for some art night stuff. The JSBA on art night is always looking for things. I think J Square has some stuff going on. So
we may have the book for 27, but I'm putting, as I said, I'm putting the call to action.
Yeah, I can probably get you a list. Right. So the different things.
Tops of Trees.
Tops of Trees can't be beat. Just an enjoyable, good time. Great guitar, horn section. So for us old folks in the room, it is a great sound. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your glasses, because the entire room does wear glasses. Some wear it on occasion when she's having a bad day. and is fighting with her contacts.
They're probably going to go in a little bit later because it's not as sunny out. I don't like to wear them if it's sunny because I don't have transitional ones. I mean, I do, but I need some new ones. So I need sunglasses to see.
So on your stems.
Yes.
Are they wood? Is that wood on your?
I believe
so, Rita
yeah.
classes. I just yeah. saw it, I'm gonna put them on the spot. And say, is that a fleck of paint on them too? Because I'm just enthralled with.
There's flecks of paint on them.
It's very
I wore my good clothes too today, but yeah, they just go. I have them all over the house. My wife and I, they're just everywhere. But these I sort of keep close to me. Just
because the style, but also wood, and just being an artist was like. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, we had the conversation downstairs about how when he was in school, all the artists would wear black, and that's not his thing.
Just didn't, yeah.
Yeah. I've had that, though, where I've worn, a black outfit. I have, a black pants and, a black and white striped top, and people will be, in a red scarf on, and he'll be, it's very artsy. And I'm like, it does feel that way. Very artsy. Very, almost 90s artsy though. So
cutting away artsy.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So let's plug the show again. I mean,
yeah.
June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
It's place your bets on art, and it is at 236 State Street on Friday night, June 5th. The gallery is open from 5 to 8. Saturday, June 6th, the gallery is open from 12 to 4. Sunday is June 7th, and the gallery is open from 12 to 4, and we'll have artist talks beginning at 1 p.m. And you could, check us out on Facebook, Gallery 5 Schenectady, and our email address is gallery5schenectady@gmail. And yeah, we're going to. If.
And I just want to let it be known there is literally no reason not to go to this art show because the gallery literally falls between two other things that are going on June 6th in downtown, which is Pride on one side of them and Kids Art Fest
for sure.
So, I mean, literally bring your kids to the gallery, bring them to Art Fest, bring them to Pride. I feel like I'm losing. There's probably I was just in a JSBA meeting and there was 17 things happening.
Oh, there's tons of things.
So let me just double make sure that I'm not missing another. I lost my page on where I was at. Did I lose the piece of paper that had everything? I might have.
That's it. Just like me looking for mine.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? It's in my other folder. All right. But yes. So I know of at least those two. I feel like there's a third one that I'm sort of missing. Sorry. Apologize to that person. But yeah. So there's really, there's. Those are two big sort of art events, too. I mean, Pride is a very colorful, artistic thing in itself. And then you have Kids Art Fest, and now you have the gallery. So you don't have to go to Saratoga. You don't have to deal with the crowds. You don't have to go to the track. You can come down here and spend the day in Schenectady.
Apologies to Todd Shimkus.
Todd is a friend, and I do appreciate Todd and the work that the chamber does up there. If I can steal people, I will.
They have a good crew up in there. So.
Shannon's a... She's serving a different audience in her new role.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to steal some of your people.
I am the balance of we still love you up there.
Yeah.
And yes.
There's enough for everybody.
There is. And it'll be well represented by the Daily Gazette throughout Belmont on Broadway and then opening a Belmont and then Belmont Saturday. And then again, we all want to escape Saratoga on Sunday.
So come down and see the artist talks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was ready to pencil it in. Ready to pencil it in for Enterprise.
There you go.
Who's your pal? Who's your buddy? Who's your Sunday photographer at Stan? For that. So that's it. I mean, I'm excited. You are excited. I'm just kind of. Do you have an artsy quote?
I don't, but I can grab one.
Okay, this is where we buy time for Shen to come up with something.
Yeah, just talk about anything.
Talk about anything. But it's funny because the podcast has evolved for the better, I think. Where in Shen's new role, Shen's doing a lot of booking now.
This is a good quote. It's a good quote.
As I'm trying to give her credit, but we're going to find out about the quote first. So she's doing
Andy Warhol.
Okay. A lot of booking because she's very, you know, she's, you know, herself and her boss, Maureen Neufeld, who I just call is Shannon's boss because it's great that Shannon has a boss finally. But so involved and really, the, you know, their finger on the heartbeat of Schenectady itself within the district, as I've learned, but also Schenectady and Schenectady County and everything that's going on. And it's almost always a yes and forward and what can we do and come and see this. And oh, yeah, did you hear about them? You know, let us tell you about it. So that's been really great. So I thank Shannon for putting this on my radar as she's opened my eyes as my positions have changed throughout the year. So it's been a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for coming on. And
oh my gosh, thank you.
We'll have the lady go first.
Okay.
And then we're going to go over to our guest, Steve.
Okay, so
Kowalski. Yeah. As Shannon said, you pronounce it.
Kowalski.
Kowalski. And then I'll get us out of here.
Storms.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Are that person who used the S-T-O-R-T-S at?
Yes. Okay. So Shannon's quote to get us out of here.
Andy Warhol said, everything has its beauty, but not everyone sees it. So there we go. Fun fact about me, I can't snap. So I would do it, but I can't. I've never learned. So
you were a bypass on the Addams Family in high school.
Yeah.
You were like a nun.
Yeah.
You were on Soddle.
People would snap, like they'd be snapping, like
you do just the motion.
I just did the motion, or I would tap like my leg.
Yeah.
For it, but I can't snap. So that's a fun fact about me: can't snap and I can't swim.
But it's in your heart.
But it's in my heart. As I like to say about swimming, the closest I get to that is making a snow angel in the winter. But yeah, so.
All right, Steve, what do you want to get us out of here on?
Thank you, and thank you to the Gazette, too, for support. I was part of the Stockade art show, and the Gazette is our first prize sponsor. And thank you for having me.
Sure.
And we'll see you June 5th.
First week of June. First week of June. Be there.
Yeah, you might have to. I think we're doing a live tape. The other thing is, the night of your opening is Secret Festa. That was the other thing I was trying to think of. Festas that weekend, and I think Greek Fest. Caribbean Fest, I believe, moved. I think they changed weekends knowing, but.
I think Greek Fest is with the art show and Italian Fest.
Festa. So it's going to be at.
Okay.
So this is San Anthony's Festa.
Oh, yes.
Festa, yes.
Okay, I'm thinking about the other one. There's like Festival Weekend, which somewhat. It's like one.
There's
like there's so many festas and festivals, and we're just into the season.
Just gonna eat,
but,
get fat.
So we might be doing a live taping at St. Anthony's Festa. We got to talk about that today. So we'll hopefully be able to pop down there though for a little bit and check out some of the art and because I'll probably see it ahead of time because I got to figure out a little video, a little time lapse for it. So which I'm still working on how we're gonna do that, but figure it out. Or at least come down and get some of the pieces being hung.
Yeah.
So
if you have any guidance on time-lapse video, please email stanandshen@gmail.com.
Well, Stan's going to have some guidance. Stan works at Best Buy. Steve will know.
If I can't figure it out, I'll make a call. But, once again, thank you for being here.
Certainly. Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Shannon. I'll leave it at that. And For Stan and all his personalities, thank everybody for listening in. Stan and Shen Show on all your streaming platforms. And I will get you out of here on the usual. Love your life. It's the only one you got.
Sweet.
Sometimes I like to toss in a quote so I have my own.